From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Ever since the 1999 massacre at Columbine High School, schools have been more vigilant about responding to threats of violence. Now, California Supreme Court has agreed to consider the case of a public high school student prosecuted for handing out poetry. School officials considered the boy's verse to be threatening. Police and school principals hope the court will use the case to clarify the line between students' rights to free speech and the need for safe schools. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
2 years ago, a then 15-year-old student identified in court documents as George T. transferred into Santa Teresa High School in San Jose. 2 weeks later, in his honors English class, he asked a girl sitting next to him, "Is there a poetry club here?" And he handed her a prose poem titled Faces. Michael Kresser is the attorney representing George T.
In this poem, he basically, what's going on in the mind of somebody, a student who's sitting in class, and he sees a lot of other students who look like they've got it together, and they look like they're going to be successful, but he is not like them. He's different. He's dark, and he's destructive, and kind of ends with a bit of a dramatic flourish that, 'cause I can be the next student to bring guns to school, so parents, watch your children, 'cause I'm back.
Kresser says the poem was not a threat, but an expression of teenage alienation. The student who received the poem, however, didn't take it that way. She reported it to school officials. George T. was expelled and eventually prosecuted under the state's criminal threats law. That law makes it illegal to threaten to kill or injure someone, even if there is no intent to carry out the threat. The threat must also be credible enough to create reasonable fear. Santa Clara County Prosecutor Rick Gardner says George T.'s poem did just that.
The language he used was very threatening. There was no way to interpret it as being anything other than something's going to happen and I'm going to do it. And then there, the other element here is not just the fact that someone makes a threat, but the fact that that threat is a credible threat. The person looks like they're serious, and the person the threat is made to, and this is very different than most parts of the law, the effect it has on the victim.
George T. spent 100 days in juvenile detention. He appealed the sentence, but a state appellate court ruled 2-1 that there was strong circumstantial evidence that the student intended for his poem to be taken as a threat. Not so, wrote dissenting Justice Conrad Rushing. He argued that poetry as a form of artistic expression is intended by its author to evoke emotion, sometime that emotion being fear. And Rushing argued that George T. did not write that he will be the next kid to bring guns to school, but that he can be. In other words, George T. was expressing his ability, but not his intent. School officials across the country are watching the case, looking for guidance on balancing free speech and school safety.
Schools have to be seen as an absolutely safe haven for children. Right now, our principals are under tremendous pressure to do the right thing.
Gerald Tarazi is the executive director of the Virginia-based National Association of Secondary School Principals. He says in the post-Columbine world, school administrators don't have the luxury of ignoring threats because they will be held accountable.
We've had these catastrophic events, and they just cannot take place in schools. We have to take every threat very, very seriously. If you're going to err on the side of safety for students and staff, and then fine. If later you're proven wrong, at least, I mean, your defense is you're concerned about your student body and the people who work in that building.
The California State Supreme Court is receiving briefs on the case and is expected to rule later this year. The student, George T., is enrolled in another high school. His lawyer says he is still writing poetry. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.